face off. Good beats evil, and tough times make tough people.
Michael Veronis was 74. Lisa McMasters, 59. Michael Okanovich, 73. Kylie Mitchotten, 26. Parker, her three-year-old daughter. Travis Creighton, 19. Drew Baldridge's song, Tough People, includes this. Oh, there's a whole lot of bad in the world out there. Oh, and it's hard to keep going when it don't seem fair. Keep on fighting when your back's against the wall. Keep on getting back up when you fall. Keep on keeping your head held high. Because I still believe hard work pays off. Good beats evil. And tough times make tough people. We have a special show this morning. It's a in honor of the memory of the victims. Also, we're trying to help people throughout the valley who've been impacted by this horrible flash flood. We have here in studio the owner of the Ohio Midland News Group and the River Network, Cody Barrick. Also here, we have Jim Trefney, who is the sales manager, and we have account executive Cindy Wade, who had been on Big Willie 105.5 a while back and is now in the doing sales in addition to all the other wonderful stuff that she does. All of them are here live in studio. You can see the show on Facebook Live. We're doing a stream of this. We're trying to get out as much information as possible to as many people as possible about where they can go, how they can help. And if you want to share this with others, that would be wonderful. If you'd rather not, that's fine, too. Before we get back to our guests, I just wanted to give you an update or a reminder, I should say, because I mentioned this earlier. I want to thank again Lou Vargo. This man was just absolutely wonderful. He is the main person overseeing all of the rescue and recovery efforts, is coordinating all the different agencies, lots of moving parts, lots and lots of moving parts. And Lou Vargo, as self-effacing and humble a guy as you would ever want to meet, is the guy when it comes to all of this. And the way that they have been organizing this and doing it has been just, I'm just blown away, just breathtaking. We had Lou Vargo on live exclusive interview this morning, giving us the very latest regarding all of this. We appreciate his time greatly. He actually made time for us. He was going to be, he was scheduled to be interviewed by the Weather Channel, but he wanted to come on here first to get the word out to you, and we appreciate this greatly. So yesterday I shared an open letter written by the husband of one of the victims, Kylie, and the father of the three-year-old Parker. And you probably have seen their pictures now on Facebook. It's just heart-wrenching stuff. It really is. So Jeremy Schotten wrote an open letter to his wife and to his daughter. And we, of course, posted that on Big Willie 105.5 and the Facebook page and mine and other pages as well. And many other people have done the same thing. It's very, very touching. There is another open letter by Randy Minch, M-I-N-C-H, who is the father of Kylie and the grandfather of Parker. Also very moving, very powerful. Again, I cannot begin to do this justice. So we posted that on Big Willie 105.5, the Facebook page, and on mine as well. And I'm sure you can see it many other places because, again, a lot of people are moved by this. But in case you haven't, in case you were not aware of the Jeremy Schotten letter or the Randy Minch letter, I would encourage you to consider reading those posts wherever you can, whether Big Willie 105.5 or anywhere else. They are all over the internet. But I think you'd like to read it. Randy Minch, M-I-N-C-H. So here we have in studio, live exclusive guest, of course, Cody Barrick, who is the owner of the Ohio Midland News Group. We have a call coming in here, and I'm not quite sure who it is. So just bear with me here, if you would, and let's see. Hi, Big Willie 105.5. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Steve Yeo from the Wetzel County Office of Emergency Management.
Oh, yes, Steve. Thank you so very much for joining us. Appreciate it greatly. So Were you by any chance involved with the rescue and recovery efforts here in this part of the valley?
We've stayed more with the, like, a recovery effort down here around Wetzel County. And the dam and stuff.
Tell us what the recovery efforts are like. Because one of the bodies ended up down there, right?
I believe actually two bodies of them ended up down here. It's just, it's not something anybody ever wants to do. But you know, you've got to get closure for the family. So we've been checking the front of our dam, you know, at least once a day.
And what else have you noticed there with these recovery efforts? Lots of debris. Can you tell there was a major event further up the river?
Oh, yeah, we can tell there was a major event. There's a lot of debris along the front of our dam. I've seen as much as, I mean, a piece come down there looked like half a house. I mean, there's large amounts of it.
And how many people are involved in the recovery efforts there at Wetzel County?
Mostly it's just me and my deputy director, but if, you know, we've got the locks and dams are looking, we've got a lot of the barge companies along the river that are looking, DNR spends time coming down through here and looking, and that's yesterday. We had DNR agents down here, and they were flying drones over the debris pile in front of the dam, and running back and forth on the river, checking the banks.
What else did you see?
For everything inside, for, you know, stuff that should be inside of people's houses, we found in the river. I mean, refrigerators, chairs, everything.
How do you clean up that mess? What exactly do you do?
The hydroelectric dam down here has a crane, which is broke down right at the moment. They're trying to get parts to get it fixed, where they can just dip it out, and they put it in dumpsters and haul it to landfill.
Okay, and when you do discover a body, in this case, two bodies, walk me through the process. Help us understand what happens. You spot two of the victims. What happens then?
We call our medical examiner. We call law enforcement. You know, we get fire department boats on the water and DNR boats on the water to actually go out and, you know, retrieve it. Bring it back so that, you know, we can get it to the medical examiner's office. And I think they're taking them all to Charleston at first before they come back for, you know, services for their families and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Have you noticed anything regarding the rescue and recovery efforts here in this part of the valley? Something that jumped out at you, something that the listeners need to know about, is like, wow, they're doing a great job up here with this, that, or the other. A lot of people maybe aren't able to appreciate all the work being done by Lou Vargo and his team. Is there any one thing that jumped out at you? It was like, yeah, this is the way it should be done.
I've worked with and known Lou for a lot of years, and he's one of the best.
Yes.
I learned a lot from him when I first started with this, and he's one of the best. He does know what he's doing very, very well.
He really does, and so humble, so self-effacing. He doesn't want to take any credit for any of this. It's quite remarkable. Was there one special lesson that Lou Vargo taught you?
I just basically, you know, you're here to serve the people. You're here to help. You know, that's kind of what we do.
Okay. And if people would like more information from the Wetzel County Sheriff's Office, how do they get in touch with you? Who do they ask for? What do they do?
Our office number at Wetzel County Emergency Management is 304-455-6960. We took Monday a trailer up full of flood cleanup supplies, and then we brought it back down here empty, and we've set it up at different locations around New Martinsville for the citizens of Wetzel County to donate for people in Ohio County. The trailer is actually full now. I'm going to try to organize it a little bit because it's just some people have just like thrown stuff in. I've tried to organize it a little bit today, and then I will probably run it to Wheeling probably noon or so-ish today. So if anybody's listening, you're from Wetzel County and you want stuff to go, about noon the trailer will be leaving.
Right, and what's the phone number again?
304-455-6960.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for all of your service. Thank you for everything. And I hope you have a great day. Thanks again.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We have great people here. We really have just the best people here. We really do. Let's see. We got a special guest here. Move over here and have a seat there. Hold on 1 second. Let me just check. Cindy, thank you very much for that. God bless you, Cindy, Wayne. Do we have any other people scheduled to come in this morning? Either anyone?
Nothing. I think we got it covered.
Okay, great. So if you could sit real close to each other, we've got a new guest here. Richard Bazzi is here, sitting right next to Cody Barrick here. And there we go. All right, Richard Bazzi, thank you so much for joining us. So who? This is a really different type of a vibe here, because we're not talking about selling vehicles or whatever. We're talking about helping people survive this terrible, terrible tragedy. But tell the listeners, who exactly is Richard Bazzi? And then we'll go into how you are helping so many people here in the Valley.
Wow. That's a really broad question. I'm not sure how to answer that. I'm a Ford dealer, proudly. A Ford dealer here in Tridelphia. We have dealerships throughout the city of Pittsburgh, in the metro, and we have this Wheeling, West Virginia, Tridelphia location. I'm just a guy that owns a business that really wants to be engaged in the community and really wants to do the right things for the community without really knowing what the community's needs are. And I'm here because I want to really try to establish what those needs are and try to start to fill in some of the gaps. It's beyond tragic. There's going to be from us probably another response to this.
Let's start with this one first. And I'm going to move your microphone over a little bit. Just keep talking. Pretend I'm not touching your microphone. Just keep talking.
Okay. So what we did is, one of the first things I did is I called the sheriff's department, and I called you,
right?
And trying to determine how does a guy like me even help with this magnitude of a tragedy, and seeing now seven people have perished, a young boy, which has become very front and center for the nation. I saw David Muir on national ABC News last night talking about it. And it is certainly a tragedy that I can't really even imagine. So how do we help? So we called Jim, we called the sheriff.
Jim Trefney.
Yeah, Jim Trefney. We called Jim, we called the sheriff's department and asked what seems to be the biggest need. Well, one of the biggest needs that was identified to me was water. That was the number one thing. Water, drinking water, because all it was contaminated. So water, so what did we do? So we tried to find sources for water, and we found 400 cases at Costco in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and all the locations and distribution outlets here were sold out, of course. So we were able to locate 400 cases of water.
How much water is that, by the way? I have no concept.
2,200 pounds.
2,200 pounds?
Yes, I was educated. So 2,200 pounds. That's and you'll see, or maybe you won't, but the truck that's carrying it is a 26-foot box truck and on a Ford F-150 chassis, or 650 chassis. 650.
That's big.
Just a point shy of a commercial driver's license. So, so that's how much that is. And then we bought 400 cases also from Costco, 400 gallons, actually, of bleach.
Okay.
And, of course, that's for disinfectant.
Sure.
So that's where we're beginning, and we will do that at our location in Tridelphia.
All right. So it's coming down from Pittsburgh. You drove it down. It's there now, right?
It will be there. It's en route. It'll be there in 20 minutes.
All right. For more information about all of this, how we can help the victims, how you can help the victims with our very special guests here, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, Big Willie 105.5, and again, thanks so much for joining us. And please share this on Facebook or the Facebook live stream if you wish.